clowns. Send in the clowns. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally finding the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Stanley Weiss, who's the founding chairman of Business Executives for National Security, a nonpartisan organization of senior executives who use the best practices of business to strengthen the nation's security. He is a former fellow at Harvard Center for International Affairs and a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, and has an article at the Huffington Post out now, "Huntsman is the Only Electable Republican." Welcome to Background Briefing, Stanley Weiss.
Yes, thank you.
And your article certainly caught my attention in as much as...
Before I begin anything, I want you to know that my views that I express in this article and every other article that I've written for the last 20 years or so are my own. They're not Ben's articles.
That's the Business Executives for National Security.
I have to be very, very careful, and I am very careful to understand that... Ben does not involve itself in partisan political views or national security or other things than things that we feel as business executives we can achieve. Now, once we understand that, as an American citizen, I write what I like, and so I do this.
Well, you've written something that is surprising in the sense that the rest of the media basically have written off Huntsman, and I know that he's working assiduously in New Hampshire. What leads you to believe that he might pull this off?
Well, begin with, if you take a look at the Republican candidates, they're sort of each one kinds of, it's really, as I try to express, it's sort of like being at a carnival. I mean, they go up, they go down, some are out, some are in. Now, Mr. Gingrich, who I think a great deal of, is at the moment up. My suspicion is he'll go down, and it eventually will end up with Mitt Romney, who I also think is really very capable, except I don't think that they're going to want him. And so I think that Ambassador Huntsman has really been holding off and waiting for each one to destroy themselves, which they're doing a very good job of doing.
The latest being Herman Cain, of course.
Yeah, but I mean, there'll be, and you know, that there's some which I have some regard for, like Ron Paul. At least he's who he is. He's not electable, I don't think, but I respect him because I think he has certain integrity, and others keep going up and down and back and forth. I don't think that's the case with Huntsman. I think that he is who he is, and so I think it'll take a bit, but, you know, well, on such a time scale that everything is just every minute. And my guess is, and as I've written, I think that he's going to do very well in New Hampshire, and that's going to propel him to a point because he's the only one who makes great sense.
Well, of course, the conventional belief in the media is that he may make sense, and he is certainly the most moderate and the most informed, I think, of all of the Republican candidates. But the conventional wisdom is that the Republican primary electorate is very, very conservative, very influenced by Christian evangelicals and by the Tea Party, and that he doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell, as they say.
Well, he is, after all, he's pro-life. He's pro-business. He's very religious. He, as I wrote, favors even Congressman Paul Ryan's budget plan. But the fact that he thinks that global warming is real is what seems to me any normal person would feel if you're really interested more in what's real than getting elected. And I think one of the things that he has, once the independents come in, and, of course, we have a big problem in our country these days, since the old smoke-filled rooms are finished, unfortunately, in my view, is that the extremes of votes right and left get there. And so they pick these kind of people. But most Americans are centrists, and he is center-right. and he's certainly very conservative in almost all things, except things that are just so obviously wrong that he does think. So he's not moderate at all. Very clearly conservative.
But what leads you to believe, Stanley Weiss, that the Republican primary voters think like you do, that this is a circus? And you didn't say it was embarrassing, but I took that from your remarks, and that therefore they would want to gravitate towards somebody with real experience who doesn't have all of that baggage.
First of all, he has no baggage whatsoever. That's one of the interesting things about him. I think he's really waiting for each one to destroy themselves. And they're doing a very good job. And so ultimately, they'll end up with a kind of a maybe Gingrich or Romney kind of thing. And they'll say, think to themselves, well, do we really want to get rid of President Obama or not? And then the one person, and of course this will depend very much, in my view, on what happens in New Hampshire. He hasn't tried at all to do anything in Iowa. In New Hampshire, he, and with lots of money from the family, put a lot of money into New Hampshire. And I think if he does okay there, doesn't have to even win, but if he comes second or third there, I think then he'll be now in the race. I mean, he'll no longer be sort of number 1%. He'll be all of a sudden something else percent. I mean, after all, Romney's been 25% forever, and these others keep going up and down like a roller coaster, which is what I used.
That's the circus metaphor. Again, I'm speaking with Stanley Weiss, as the founding chairman of Business Executives for National Security. He has a piece in the Huffington Post, Huntsman is the only electable Republican. Now, of course, again, the conventional wisdom has been that Romney is the most electable Republican. You're suggesting that there's somebody even more electable, and that's Huntsman. If Gingrich gets the nomination, of course, he's already said that he's going to get it. My sense would be, Stanley Weiss, that that might lead to a third-party challenge. In other words, if you have a Republican nominee who's not electable in the eyes of people like you and a lot of Republicans, wouldn't that lead to the possibility of a third-party candidate entering?
No, I don't think that that's really in the cards. If indeed Gingrich becomes the Republican nominee, I think that all of the Republicans will stand behind him. I'm not sure that the independents will, but I think Republicans will, and I think he'll lose. But I think that Gingrich is very bright most of the time, but if you get a guy like Huntsman, I mean, if you really listen to him, I mean, he makes so much sense. As I wrote, I mean, he was chosen by the enemy, in quotes, to be our ambassador to China. So he's the kind of a person who would be able to deal, he speaks Mandarin, would be able to discuss things with the Chinese in a way that would make our country. He was a very successful 3-time senator. He was a governor twice in Utah, did a very good job. You know, he's not maybe a bundle of fun. Well, I don't think Abraham Lincoln was a bundle of fun, but in certain ways, I think of him as a kind of a person. He's better looking than Abraham Lincoln, which maybe is a disadvantage. But in any event, he says what he says, and I think what his idea is just to wait for the rest of them to destroy themselves. And when it comes down to the end, I think that the Republican Party will be intelligent enough to pick the one person who can beat President Obama. And there's only one. That's, in my view, is John Huntsman.
And so far in the presidential debates, when you mentioned China and his resume as having been President Obama's ambassador to China, there's no question that Huntsman was the only person who made any sense, but the rest of the candidates were China bashing, as though China bashing is popular with the Republican base. So how's Huntsman going to overcome that?
Well, I don't think that he wants to overcome anything. His viewpoint is that we're going to have to live with a very strong China. I think he understands very well, and I think he probably has something to do with the one thing that President Obama has done really very well, is to make a position in Asia, which is very clear to the Chinese that we're there. Now, if you want to get some president who really knows the place and knows China and knows something. You want to get somebody who's actually been our ambassador, who speaks their language, and is tough as hell. Yeah, it's very possible that the Republicans will want to commit suicide and get somebody else.
Well, Stanley Weiss, you're just back from Europe, and my understanding is that unless the Europeans get their act together by December the 9th, which is quite soon, there's a likelihood that the euro will crash, and surely that will have effects on the 2012 election here in the United States, not to mention adversely affecting the global economy. So given in a paradoxical way that you could make the argument that President Obama's re-election fate is in the hands of Angela Merkel, what's your analysis then is if the worst happens in Europe and impacts the election here, how is that going to favor the Republican candidates?
Well, first of all, I don't think that's going to happen. Mrs. Merkel is not going to let that happen. For better or for worse, Germany is really the country that's going to make a decision about what to do. I think she already has. My conversations that I've had when I was just there as such, and they really are not in terrible shape. They did things badly. But that's an entirely other conversation. I don't think we want to talk about that, do we?
Only in the extent to which it's been suggested that the time is running out and you're confident that they're going to make the right decision and get their act together. My understanding from having spoken to a number of economists lately who have been involved in the studying the Eurozone is that Europe has the resources, but so far it hasn't shown the capability to deal with the crisis. You're telling us that they...
Well, I mean, even if that's so, it's simply going to sort of reinforce the viewpoint that, if they can't do it, and I'm not sure that we've really helped very much in what they're doing, and so I think it'll just make it less difficult for a Republican to win the next election.
So you wouldn't then go with the argument that you need to elect a Romney, or in your case, you're arguing for a Huntsman, in a bad economy, because essentially if the economy gets much worse, you could pretty much elect anybody, right? Isn't that the...
Well, I think Romney would be just okay. You know, he would be just fine. It's my only sense is for whatever reasons, he's not terribly popular. And Huntsman, you're going to hear lots about in the next weeks, really, certainly in months. And all of a sudden, Huntsman is going to be somewhere. He was like nothing, the 1%. And in certain polls, I hear he's now the fourth in the group. I mean, he hasn't done anything yet. I mean, he's just waiting for each one to destroy themselves. So I'm not in charge. It's not what I do.
Right.
My only sense I'm a businessman. I've been in the mining business all my life until I started Benz. And I write. And I have for the last 20 years or so. And I have views about certain things. I wrote some years ago about that our views about Myanmar, which we continue calling Burma, was wrong. And I had a hunch about a month ago that John Huntsman was going to be the only electable Republican. And so I wrote about it.
Well, just in closing, Stanley Weiss, do your Republican friends in the business community share your view? Because I'm not sure, you mentioned Abraham Lincoln earlier, I'm not sure today's Republican Party is even the same party of Eisenhower or even let alone George H.W. Bush.
Well, it would be if John Huntsman became president.
I see. So
I'm not saying that he should be the president.
Right.
I'm saying that he should be. He's the only electable Republican, and so consequently, whether or not he or President Obama should win the election is for the American people to decide.
Right, but if you want the Republican Party to return to its more traditional roots and its less evangelical Tea Party roots, then you would hope that a Huntsman would get elected. And if
I would, but I think the Tea Party gets a bad rap because I know lots of people in the Tea Party who are perfectly normal people. I know lots of people who are occupying City Hall who are perfectly normal people. Well, a little bit abnormal, if you're going to do that. That's America. I mean, for goodness sakes, that's the way we act. And I mean, my sense for Ambassador Huntsman is that he's just holding back and waiting and waiting, and I think he's putting money now into New Hampshire, and we'll see.
Well, I thank you for joining us, Stanley Weiss.
Thank you very much.
Again, I've been speaking with Stanley Weiss, who is the founding chairman of Business Executives for National Security, which is a nonpartisan organization of senior executives who use the best practices of business to strengthen the nation's security. He is formerly a fellow at Harvard Center for International Affairs and is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and has an article in the Huffington Post, "Huntsman is the only electable Republican." So what did we learn on Background Briefing today? Well, we began with the former Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration, Lawrence Korb, to talk about the defense authorization bill that the president's threatening to veto and what is it in the bill that the president objects to. Among the idea that this bill will deny terrorist suspects, including American citizens, the right to a trial and subject them to indefinite detention. If that's not unsavory enough, the bill also imposes harsh sanctions on Iran that'll drive up oil prices in an election year. But believe it or not, the Democrats in the Senate, who control the Senate, voted something like 97-3 in favor of these sanctions. So I don't know whether they're committing suicide or not. I asked Lawrence Korb that, and he seemed to think that the president is going to lose this one, and not to mention the fact that you already have a very touchy regime in Tehran with feeling paranoid, and we may well be seeing $8 a gallon gasoline next year. Go figure. I try to get further information about this from Dr. Trita Parsi. He's the head of the Iranian-American Council, which is the largest Iranian-American group in the country. He thinks that the president has not handled the relations with the Congress very well, will indeed lose this round, so it could have some severe impact on the election. He basically joined us to talk about divisions within the ruling elite in Tehran, where very petty personal rivalries are playing out against the international stage. And when you take over embassies and break international law just to score, as apparently the Speaker of the Parliament, Larijani, did against Ahmadinejad, it makes you wonder whether there are any adults in the room in Tehran. And I also, of course, in both cases, asked about this stealth plane that was shot down or lost or whatever over Iran. And, of course, there's not a lot of information about that available, although I think it's fairly likely, one, that the plane was, in fact, looking at the Iranian sites, and two, it's the claim that somehow the Iranians had hacked into the system. Apparently, that is next to impossible. One would think so. Otherwise, all these drones would be vulnerable. But, you know, hackers do have their way. Finally, I spoke with Stanley Weiss, a Republican businessman, just to get a feeling for how Republicans feel about this race. He thinks that Huntsman is the only electable Republican and made a good case and, in fact, says that he basically has a strategy of waiting the others out and that all these clowns go up and down. It's like a circus. And eventually, he's going to wait them out and pour a lot of money into New Hampshire at the last minute and start to emerge after the others have beaten each other up. We'll wait and see. And this has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbons. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can sign up and also contact me. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. Time.